The godfathers of the liberal God state were the philosopher G.W.F. Hegel and the scientist Charles Darwin. Hegel had argued that history was an unfolding evolutionary process, and the engine driving that process was the state. The state is the actual existing, realized moral life, the divine idea as it exists on earth, Hegel declared in The Philosophy of History. All worth which the human being possesses, all spiritual reality, he possesses only through the state. The movement of the state through time was the march of God on earth. Darwin's theory of evolution seemed to confirm that man was part of a larger organism, governed and directed by the state, as the mind guides the body. For the modern clergy, this meant that politics was a religious calling. After all, politics is nothing less than the effort to define the mission of the state, and the state was the hand of God. Virtually all of the leading progressive intellectuals share this organic and spiritual understanding of politics, perhaps none more than Richard Ely. God works through the state in carrying out his purposes more universally than through any other institution, proclaimed the founder of the American Economic Association and the so-called Wisconsin School of Progressivism. The state, he insisted, is religious in its essence, and there is no corner of human existence beyond the scope of its authority. A mentor to Wilson and a great influence on Teddy Roosevelt, Ely was a postmillennialist Christian who defined the state as a mighty force in furthering God's kingdom and establishing righteous relations. Many of Ely's famous colleagues at the University of Wisconsin saw their advocacy for economic reform, eugenics, war, socialism, prohibition, and the rest of the progressive agenda as part of a united effort to bring about the New Jerusalem. It made little sense to talk about progressives as a group distinct from the theocratic zealots trying to create a new God state. The American Economic Association, its mission statement dedicated to uniting church, state, and science to secure America's redemption, served as both the intellectual engine of progressive social policy and a de facto organ of the social gospel movement. More than 60 clergymen, roughly half the group's roster, counted themselves as members. Later, during World War I, Ely was the most rabid of jingoists, organizing loyalty oaths, hurling accusations of treason, and arguing that opponents of the war should be shot. With Woodrow Wilson, it is impossible to separate the priest from the professor. From early essays with such titles as Christ's Army and Christian Progress to his later addresses as president, Wilson made it clear that he was a divine instrument and the state the holy sword of God's crusade, while at the same time insisting that he represented the triumph of science and reason in politics.